This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. National Security Spokesperson John Kirby said Tuesday there won't be U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has this report.
Speaking at a White House press briefing, John Kirby responded to a reporter's question if U.S. ground troops will be sent to Ukraine.
You heard Secretary General Stoltenberg say himself he had no plans or intentions of, certainly under NATO auspices, of putting troops on the ground. And President Biden has been crystal clear since the beginning is conflict. There'll be no U.S. troops on the ground in a combat role there in Ukraine.
Kirby's remarks came after French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday that France could not rule out sending troops on the ground to Ukraine and that he would maintain a strategic ambiguity on the subject. Stéphane Séjourné, France's foreign minister, later sought to clarify Macron's statements, saying Paris could send troops to Ukraine for specific needs, but not to fight in the war against Russia. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Mediator Cotter expressed hopes Tuesday a new truce between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas could be secured within days after President Joe Biden said a ceasefire could start next week and last through Ramadan. As a dire humanitarian crisis unfolds in Gaza, the U.N. Humanitarian Agency and the United States also appealed for aid to be allowed into the war-battered Palestinian territory. Aid sent from Jordan was airdropped over Gaza on Tuesday by the Jordanian army. Jordan's King Abdullah had said on Tuesday humanitarian aid to Gaza must be doubled to prevent a deterioration in a hunger crisis affecting over 2 million people. Jordan is urging its Western allies to lobby Israel to increase aid coming from the kingdom on the border of Egypt, Israel, and Gaza beyond the existing Rafah crossing, officials say. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and top Democrats and Republicans in Congress on Tuesday say they made progress toward avoiding a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Political chaos remains at the forefront as lawmakers disagree on funding and aid to U.S. allies. And infighting by Republicans, who control the House of Representatives, is in the spotlight.
I want to thank the leadership being here today. We got a lot of work to do.
On Tuesday, Biden met with top Democrats and Republicans in Congress to talk about aid to Ukraine, Israel, and the looming shutdown.
A shutdown would damage the economy significantly, and I think we all agree to that, and we need bipartisan solutions.
After about an hour, there was optimism that a government shutdown would be avoided.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. The U.S. state of Michigan voted Tuesday in a presidential primary that was expected to be another win for Republican Donald Trump, but could deliver Democratic leader Joe Biden some concerns over the war in Gaza. As the civilian death toll mounts in the conflict between Israel and Hamas, Biden has seen support weaken among Muslims and Arab Americans, a bloc crucial to his narrow 2020 victory in Michigan over Trump. U.S. election authorities say they are confident they will be able to fend off any security threats to this year's presidential vote, soon just 8 months away, VOA's Veronica Balderas-Iglesias reports.
Last month, top U.S. officials told Congress the U.S. presidential election will be fair and secure, thanks to tightening safeguards and increasing cooperation between federal, state, and local authorities. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Director Jane Easterly.
From cyber threats, from physical threats, from operational risks, and from foreign malign influence.
American voters are being encouraged to remain vigilant, volunteer as poll workers or observers themselves, and reach out to authorities if they have questions about how the election process works. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Alexandria, Virginia.
Guyana, hosting a summit of Caribbean countries on Tuesday, welcomed an announcement that Benin was mulling a 2,000-strong troop contribution to a UN security mission in crisis-torn Haiti. On Monday, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, announced at the Caribbean Community Summit Benin had offered 2,000 troops for a multinational security force meant to help overwhelmed Haitian police regain control. Find more online, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.